She has this thing. God just keeps waking me up at random times in the night, sometimes, or rather the morning. And man, sometimes it's 2, sometimes it's 3, sometimes it's 5. And I have to be to work by 7:30. So when I get up, I just stay up. Amen. But I've just been reading. I've been sitting with the Lord. And I told the Lord today when I came to the altar, Lord, just keep doing whatever it is that you're doing, because I know that you're doing something. And so he just has me in the book of Jeremiah, and books like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah, they are not easy to preach. They're not as easy to preach, in my opinion, as the Gospels or Genesis, where you're telling a story. Hallelujah. Because they force you to really slow down and read and go line by line, because it seems like God just continues to repeat the same things over and over and over again. But I'm so thankful for what God is doing. And so God has given me the title today, amen, Covered and Prepared. And so I just thank you, Pastor Carter used to just say, you can never figure God out. So I really didn't have a title to this morning. I changed to this title at the last minute. But it's also so very fitting, amen, that we had the spring social on yesterday. Amen. And it ties directly in with this word, covered and prepared. Because I realized that just like both Armor Bearer was saying and Missionary was saying, sometimes we can begin to take for granted all the things that the Lord has done, and we begin to murmur and we begin to complain, and we don't even realize that God is either covering us or preparing us for something else, but we don't see it. We lose sight. When they were wandering in the wilderness, they just began to murmur and complain, losing sight of the fact that God was covering them, giving them manna, providing for them, giving them direction. And he was also preparing them for the battles that were ahead so that they could possess the promised land, right? And so eventually, by the time we get to Deuteronomy 28, and Moses is getting ready to give them the law, and he's standing on this mountain, and Moses is giving them these very simple instructions. If you do this, you will be blessed. If you do this, you will be cursed, right? And then about 600 to 800 years later, you get the book of Jeremiah. And in the book of Jeremiah, God begins to remind them of what Moses said 600 to 800 years before in the book of Deuteronomy. What I'm trying to say is God's word does not change. Situations change, seasons come and go, governments come and go, laws come and go, technology changes, all of this stuff. The world just keeps spinning, but God's word doesn't change. If you can remember his word, you will always be covered and you will always be prepared, no matter what happened, no matter what it looks like. My great grandmother used to say, there is nothing new under the sun that comes out of the word. There is nothing new under the sun. Y'all ain't the first wives that have struggled. I'm not the first pastor who has struggled. You're not the first person who has lost somebody, right? These things happen. They're going to continue to happen when we're dead and gone. But if you can teach your children to rely and to remember the word of the Lord, they will always be covered and they will always be prepared. And so in the 13th chapter of Jeremiah, Jeremiah is trying to prepare the people. He's trying to remind them of what God has said. He's trying to prepare them because the Babylonians are coming and they're getting ready to destroy everything. And so if you've read this book, if you've listened to the sermon, if you've really been listening to what God has been saying through me as I've been preaching through this book, the people ain't listening to what Jeremiah is saying. They keep thinking in their mind, they keep thinking, Jeremiah can't be talking about us. We are his chosen people. This word that he keep preaching is not for me. It's going to get to the point where they are so tired of what Jeremiah is saying that they begin to resent him to the point that they want to kill him. They like, bro, if you don't stop prophesying, we are going to kill you. That's just how bad they don't want to listen to what God is saying. But he continues to remind them. And some days, y'all, I got to be honest, this is how I feel. Like, Lord, I can preach from Genesis. I can teach Revelation. I can go through the book of Ruth. I can do Acts. I can do all of these things trying to get the people to listen, to remember what God has said, to remember what God has spoken, to remember what God has prophesied. Right? And nothing changes. And there are certain times where God would tell his prophets to do something special. I remember a time where Pastor Carter brought a loaf of bread to church and blessed it and gave people a piece of bread to represent God's word and provision, or a bar of soap, and she would anoint the bars of soap. And she would say, go home, and God is going to wash your heart and wash your mind. And cook like, and it may seem like those little things are silly, but it's in the word. God would lead his prophets to do these things that don't make sense, because he's trying to teach them. He's saying, I'm trying to get to you all these different ways. Maybe if I give you a visual, you will understand what I'm trying to say. Jeremiah 13. God instructs Jeremiah to give a visual of what it means to be covered and prepared. And in all my studying, I never really understood. I thought a loincloth was like underwear. It was like, I thought it was like an undergarment. But when you get into it, a loincloth is something that they would wrap around their waist. It was more like a belt. It was more like a belt. And so in Jeremiah 13, God instructs Jeremiah to go and buy a linen loincloth. So in order for this to make sense to you, let me tell you what the loincloth represented. The loincloth, because they would wear robes, sometimes their robes, their clothing, their garments would get in the way of the everyday tasks that they were trying to do. So you trying to work in the yard, you trying to cook, clean, put a shoe on the camel, the mule, whatever, I don't know, you working. Sometimes your robe or whatever you were covered in would get in the way. So you would have to gird your loin, your garment. You would have to wrap it up, tie it up, and stick it in the belt so that it wouldn't fall down and get in your way, right? You would do that so that you would be ready to perform just common, simple tasks. You would also have to gird your loins when you were getting ready to go into battle. Before they would fight, they would have to make sure that they wouldn't trip over their garments, so they would gird their loins. Girding your loins is also a sign of when you are getting ready to go into service, or there's getting ready to be a move of the Lord. Exodus 12 and 11. When they were getting ready to leave Egypt, the Lord gave Moses these instructions. He says, this is how you shall eat it. This is their last meal. This is the Passover meal before they're getting ready to run. This is how you shall eat it. With your belt fastened, with your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. This is the Lord's Passover. God was saying, I'm getting ready to deliver you. You have to be covered and prepared. You have to be ready to run. Notice, in the NLT, it says, with your belt fastened and with sandals on your feet. This should be familiar to you, because when you get to the New Testament and you start talking about the full armor of God and you start talking about the belt of truth, it's the same thing. When there's getting ready to be a move to God, you got to be wrapped up in the truth. You got to be ready to move. Your sandals have to be on your feet. And when I was preparing this word, God is telling me the problem with some of you is that you are not covered and you are not prepared to move. You're dragging your feet. You're taking your time. You're not moving on the word that God has already spoken. I loved Revival this Wednesday. And I said, thank you, Lord. Because sometimes God will send a stranger in the house that does not know you to tell you something that people been telling you for years. But all of a sudden it hit different because this person don't know you. But the danger in that is, Lord, what are you really trying to say if you got to send somebody out the street to tell me something that I have not been listening to? That's a warning. That should be a warning sign to you that, God, you've been telling me to close my mouth. You've been covering me. You've been trying to get me ready, but I have not been listening to you. Lord, I thank you. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus in John 13, he had to gird his loins. The word says Jesus laid aside his garment and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet. There are certain times in your life where you have to gird your loins. You have to wrap up in the truth. You have to prepare yourself to do the work that God has called you to do. Lord, I thank you. So the loincloth means that you're ready for action. The simple everyday things. Lord, I'm ready when I'm going to this job. I'm ready for what the day is going to bring. I'm wrapped up in the truth. I'm not going to stumble. I'm not going to trip, right? I can move freely. I can move how you want me to move because I'm girded. The loincloth means that you are ready for battle. If today is a day that I'm going to have to fight for my marriage, if today is a day that I'm going to have to fight for my kids, if today is a day that I'm going to have to fight for my life, then I'm girded. I'm wrapped up in your word. I'm wrapped up in your truth. And the loincloth means that you are ready for service. Lord, use me however you want to use me. If I come across somebody in need today, I'm going to have an answer. I'm going to have a response. I'm going to have a word. I'm ready to be used by you. Send me, I'll go. A lot of us are not clothed like that. We're right. We're not prepared like that. We're not ready to move like that. And that's how you get caught slipping. God is telling Jeremiah. God is telling Jeremiah in the first verse, this is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and buy a linen loincloth and put it on, but do not wash it. The loincloth represents the truth. Do not wash it. When God says something, do not water down the word. Leave it just like it is. Leave it just like it is. Do y'all understand that when you wash your clothes, even when you're using that wood light, eventually over time, all that washing is going to do what? It's going to fade. And that's what we do. We are covered. God is trying to cover us in his word, in his protection, in his prophecy, in his provision. And over time, that thing starts to fade. That faith starts to fade. Right? It starts to get dull. The color starts to lose their vibrancy. The thing when you was on fire for the Lord, that thing, the outlook doesn't look as shiny anymore. You start to lose so much that you don't feel the same way that you used to feel about the word. God tells Jeremiah, go buy a linen loincloth and put it on, but do not wash it. So I bought the loincloth as the Lord directed me and I put it on. Y'all understand, those first two verses are so powerful. Number one, because God spoke and Jeremiah obeyed. That is the problem for some of us. God is trying to clothe us. God is saying, put on the helmet. Put on the sandals. Gird yourself. Cover yourself. Let this go. He's speaking and giving us instructions, but we refuse to obey. So how can we be covered? How can we be prepared when we don't want to respond to the voice of the Lord? Jeremiah says, so I bought it as the Lord directed me, and I put it on. And then the Lord gave me another message. Sometimes you can't get to the next thing because you have not done the first thing. Jeremiah had to obey the first thing before he could go to the second thing. So the word says, then the Lord gave me another message. Take the linen loincloth you are wearing and go to the Euphrates River. Hide it there in a hole in the rocks. The Lord instructed him to take his covering and to go hide it. Y'all please understand that this message, what God was instructing Jeremiah to do, was an example, was a message to the people. So many of you hide your covering. What you mean, Pastor? This church house is your covering. Think about, even when we talk about joining the church, or you ask somebody, where is your covering? Who's speaking over your life? Who's praying for you? Who's counseling you? Right? And God puts these people and he puts these things in place so that you would be covered and you would be prepared. But we sit here, we get the word, we take the word that we have and we put it in our back pocket. We sit on it, we crush it, we take it out at home, sit it over here, go to the store, go wherever we going and leave the word at home. We take the very thing that's covering us and preparing it and trying to prepare us, and we go hide it in a hole somewhere. We bury it. We bury it. Lord, I thank you. And so Jeremiah, once again, he hears the voice of the Lord and he obeys in the fifth verse. So I went and I hid it by the Euphrates as the Lord instructed me. A long time afterwards, the Lord said to me, go back to the Euphrates and get the loincloth that I told you to hide there. Have you ever hid something from yourself and forgot where you hid it at? Right? You thinking you protecting it. You know, you thinking you saving it for later. But you go and hide something and you don't remember that you hid that thing until a long time later. Something sparks your memory and you say, now where did I put that? Don't let that be your faith. Don't let that be your prophecy. Don't let that be the thing that God has spoken over you. When God said something to you when you were 20 and you didn't act on it, you didn't move on it, you went and buried that thing. And now that you are in your 30s, now that you are in your 40s, and you want God to move, and he reminds you, I told you that when you were 20, but you hid it. You hid the truth that I was speaking to you in your youth. You hid that thing that I told you to go and get and to wrap up in. You hid that thing that had you covered, that had you prepared. And so by the seventh verse, and this is the whole point of the lesson, that perfect number, the word says, in Jeremiah speaking, he says, so I went to the Euphrates and I dug it out of the hole where I had hidden it. But now it was rotting and falling apart. The loincloth was good for nothing. You're going to hide that thing so long that when you try to pull it out, you ain't going to know what to do with it. It's going to be rotten. It's going to be good for nothing. The prayers that I pray today over you, the altar call that you got on Wednesday, some of the things that God says, y'all, please understand that they are time sensitive. When you go back and you try to pull that thing, the season has changed. Why do y'all think they say, why do y'all think like dicks and things like that, like a dick you walk on in your bank? Why do you think they have to have stain? They have to have some type of covering on it. Because time, water will wear those things down. That's why it causes weather, because the seasons change. The grass in my backyard is dead right now because of the snow. Even though it's spring, there is still an effect from the snow that happened months ago. For everything, every time you disobey, every time you don't listen, for every sin, there is a consequence. And just because time passed, that consequence doesn't always go away. When God is trying to cover you, when he's trying to cover you, and when he's trying to prepare you, you can't go and hide that thing. When Jeremiah pulled that loincloth and saw that it was good for nothing, the 8th verse says, "Then I received this message from the Lord." This is what the Lord says. "This shows how I will rot away the pride of Judah and Jerusalem." Y'all understand what their problem was. The reason that God was trying to teach them this particular lesson was because they thought that they could not fall. They thought that in the eyes of the Lord, they were all right. They didn't believe that Jerusalem was going to be destroyed. They thought that everything was okay. And no matter how much God tried to plead with them to get it right, God, every single day, he was saying, "Even now, if you would turn, even now, if you would turn, I would save you." But they refused to turn. So the lesson is, he says, this is what the Lord says. "This shows how I will rot away the pride." He was not just trying to destroy his people, y'all. Y'all have to understand that about how God moves. He's not trying to destroy you. He's trying to destroy the things in you that's not like him. God is not, and I've said this so many times, God is not out to get you. God is not out to punish you, because if he wanted to, he could, and there would be nothing that you could do to stop him. No matter how much they pleaded, God says this has to happen. This has to happen, because if I don't do this thing, you're going to continue walking in your pride. He wasn't trying to destroy them. He was trying to destroy everything that was in them that was not like him. He says, "These people refuse to listen to me. They stubbornly follow their own desires and worship other gods." We might not call it Baal, right? We might not have a name in the Bible, like the Amorites or the Moabites. We might not have a name for the false gods that we follow, right? But there's so many things in our life that we put over God that become idols. I know some people who, they can't quote not one scripture, but they can tell you everything that they pastor said. I don't want y'all, don't. And I know that I reference Pastor Carter a lot, but please understand that I know the word. I am not to be idolized. I'm not supposed to be the be all end all. You were supposed to worship the Lord. Don't do nothing for me. Your church attendance is not based on me. Your tithing is not based on me. Your walk should not be based on me. It should be based on your love and your devotion for God. Now, see, some of y'all don't understand it. Y'all think, well, I don't have to do all that. It ain't about the money. It's about your mindset. Will you trust God with your coins? Will you trust God with your marriage? And when that thing gets hard, that's when you got to gird your loins. That's when you got to move, like you got to say, I can't just walk around and be cute with my robe like normal. I got to tuck this thing so that I can run if I need to run, so that I can get on my knees. If I need to fight, if I need to square up, my loins are girded. Lord, I thank you. That's what Jeremiah is saying. God is trying to break your pride because you want to stubbornly follow your own desires, and you want to do what you want to do. Therefore, they will become like this loincloth, good for nothing. A Christian without Christ is good for nothing. A Christian without Christ is good for nothing. Jesus said in the New Testament that salt that ain't salty is good for nothing. The Bible says we're supposed to be the salt of the earth. That means you're supposed to have healing, like salt can heal. Salt is a purifier, but if you don't lost your ability to be salty, then you are good for nothing. This is what Jeremiah is saying. The loincloth, that belt of truth, y'all please understand, that's the main thing about the loincloth. Sometimes you got to wrap up everything that's happening to you, everything that's in the world, them day-to-day things, them spiritual battles that you're fighting. But you're trying to fight. Like when you're getting ready to do a hard task, you don't put on your good clothes. You can't fight a spiritual battle, but you scared you're going to get a crease in your J's. Y'all understand? Like when you get ready to do a tough task, a dirty task, something where you're going to have to, you don't put on your good stuff and try to be cute. You ain't worried about how the cologne and stuff smell. When you really covered, when you really about to go to battle, you dress differently. The loincloth, and this is what the 11th verse says. It says, as a loincloth clings to a man's waist, so I created Judah and Israel to cling to me, says the Lord. They were to be my people, my pride, my glory, an honor to my name, but they would not listen to me. Y'all, please understand. Ask yourself, am I the person that I was created to be? God designed you with a specific person, a specific purpose. He designed you to be a specific person for such a time as this. Right? There is somebody that needs you today, not tomorrow. They need you to be the person that you were called to be today. And you wasting time. You done buried your loin. You done buried the truth somewhere. And it's somewhere rotting. You done buried it somewhere. But somebody needs you today. God designed you to be his pride, his glory, to bring honor to his name. But are you listening? But are you listening? And I'm going to stop at the 12th verse, so get ready. Because it's so good. Did y'all know Jeremiah got 55? I want to say 55 chapters. It's a long book. Hallelujah. The 12th verse says, so tell them this. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. May your jars be filled with wine. And they will reply, of course. Jars are made to be filled with wine. I got to go to 13 so y'all understand. Then tell them, no, this is what the Lord means. I will fill everyone in this land with drunkenness, from the king sitting on David's thrones to the priests and the prophets, right down to the common people of Jerusalem. Y'all understand that when the Lord speaks, the Lord has no problem with telling you on one hand how you're going to be blessed, how you're going to have favor with him, how he's going to use you, right? And then on the other hand, telling you how if you don't obey, there is a consequence. Because he knows the beginning and the end. He knows what happens when you obey, and he knows what happens when you don't obey. Y'all got to understand that he's not a God of confusion. His word is so very plain. He wants you covered and prepared at all times. That's what his word is for. So just because God, The people that he's talking to now are the same people he told that I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. But I need y'all to understand that sometimes those promises are conditional. They are based on how you choose to live. When it comes to your salvation, the word just says believe. Believe. But when it comes to the things that you're going to go through on a day-to-day basis, some of those things are conditional. Nobody likes to hear when they are grieving or they're going through something. Right? When you're going through something, you don't want to hear, you don't even want to think that you possibly did something that contributed to the outcome of what you're going through. We feel like that's so unfair of God to say. We don't want to think about that. But if you gird your loins, if you wrap up in the truth, and you start to think about all the times you did something wrong and you didn't get caught, even though you deserved to, like when you start to really process how good God has been to you and the things that he has spared you from in spite of, and now the time when something happened because you was out of order, you saying, God, where were you? God wants us covered. And I'm done, Ethan. God wants us covered. And he wants us prepared. We got to wrap up in the truth, y'all. We got to wrap up in the truth. We got to be prepared for the day-to-day things. We got to be prepared for spiritual battles. And we got to be prepared to serve. The Bible says that the enemy, that the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Show me, find to me in the word where the Bible says, and the devil rested. He saw all that he was doing and it was good and he rested. He didn't stop. So that means that we have to be prepared. Amen. Amen. Y'all, I understand to you.